The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
For you, that's START to 350-350.
The following is a program heard recently here on The Don Crow Show.
It's time for The Don Crow Show, right here from the WAVAFM Passport Auto Group Studios. Now, The Don Crow Show.
Hey, how you doing, folks? Hello there, and welcome to another hour of The Don Crow Show. Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 each afternoon, we get to hang out together, talk about stuff going on. I call them matters that matter, issues of significance that you and I need to get informed about. But the whole point is, let's get informed, and then let's find ways to get involved. Make a life-changing, life-affirming difference in our culture. And speaking of forces that shape any culture, none is greater, in my view, than the power of music. And many of you know that already. On Monday, July 1st, 7 p.m., multi-platinum artist, best-selling author, acclaimed actor, and devout follower of the Lord Jesus, I think that's top of the list, Michael W. Smith will be live in concert with True North Symphony Orchestra and Chorus here at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., David Hamilton conducting. Michael, it's always an honor to have you on the show. I know folks are going to be looking forward to this visit on July 1st. Welcome.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. It's good to be back on. Thanks for having me.
What can you tell us first about this particular evening? It's focusing in on our freedoms, isn't it?
It is. It's maybe just a little bit more patriotic, but, you know, obviously you're going to, you know, if I didn't do Friends, I'd be in big trouble. So, you know, you're gonna hear that with a choir and an orchestra, which is really very unusual. We haven't done that very often. And probably more inspired because I sang Friends at, you know, at my great friend, President George Herbert Walker Bush's funeral. He loved that song. And I think it's the first time I've ever done it with a choir and an orchestra. So I'm sure I'll dedicate to that dear man who was a great friend once again on July 1st. It's great to be coming back to the Kennedy Center. What a fabulous place.
Well, on that particular memorial service, I happened to see a video of that powerful service, and especially what you shared and the fact that that was, I believe, a song, perhaps one of yours, that was a favorite of Herbert Walker Bush's. Am I right?
He loved it. He, you know, I had to sing it for my supper many, many times. And that, was the very last thing he said to me. That song, we were in Kennebunkport, Deb and I went up to visit with him. And you know, we gave him a hug and told him we loved him. And then all of a sudden he pointed his finger in the air and he said, friends are friends forever. That's the very last thing he said to us. And I remember us walking outside and going, oh my gosh, that might be the last thing he ever says to us. And little did we know that, you know, 4 months later, he was not even that, because, you know, less than that, he would take a turn for the worse and would cross to the other side. So, but I learned a lot from that man. I really did. Just he such a tender heart, and how he loved his family and always putting people before himself. And he never liked to talk about himself and his successes. He would always divert, you know, the conversation to something else. He didn't want it to be about him.
Well, he certainly was a man of high achievement in so many different areas. I was reading a bit ago, and I think we may have talked about this last time. Back in 2015, you were still grieving over the loss of your own dad, and you actually thought it might be a few years before you did any recording at all. But then I read that you talked with your team back in 2017 and said, I don't want to do the same thing over. How has that whole transition worked out for you? And through the years, what have been some of the moments that have been most transitional for you in your own ministry and music?
Well, you know, I think any time that you go through a bit of trauma, and especially losing your dad, nobody, you're never ready to say goodbye to your own father. You know, life takes a turn. You know, you sort of you kind of stand back and take a bigger view of what's going on, and you even have moments of doubt of going, gosh, am I supposed to do this anymore? I've lost my creativity. I'm grieving my dad. And You know, and all that passes, believe it or not, I still miss my dad terribly. But, I mean, gosh, if anybody would want me to carry on and be my own father, he was my biggest fan, you know. So, you know, it's just life takes different turns, and all of a sudden you feel like you're back in the saddle again and you can't hit record quick enough. I mean, it's just the songs start gushing out of you. They kind of, as I say, all my favorite things, they kind of fall out of the sky, and I just happen to catch them. And that sort of thing is happening now. You know, last year I did two records in back-to-back weeks, which I'd never done that before, which is pretty insane, actually. Glad I didn't end up in the hospital. But, you know, I released a worship record and a pop record back-to-back weeks, and I don't regret it. I had the energy for it, and I felt like it was a God idea. And so, you know, I'm just continuing to just reinvent myself. And I think, you know, you just to do that and stay true to who you are, that's the challenge. And Don, honestly, I feel like my best work is coming. I know that's not an egotistical statement at all. I feel energized, and I feel more confident in my calling, and I don't care if I win any more awards. I don't really care what people think, which is very free. So it's a good season. It really is, and I'm very grateful.
Well, I'm not surprised at that. As you're saying it, I'm reminding of the Lord's words in John 15, talking about the vine and branches. And as we both know, there's a progression to fruit bearing. He says, my Father's glorified when you bear fruit, much fruit, and ultimately abundant fruit, and that your fruit be eternal or have an enduring quality to it. And I hear that happening in your ministry as well.
Well, I'm grateful. Thank God for a great, an amazing wife. And, you know, the people who mentored me along the way, you know, my pastor, Don Pinto, who's mentored me for 37 years, we still walk together. And, you know, you just surround yourself with good people, you know, because we're all, you know, we all have the potential of falling off a cliff. And I plan on finishing well. I just am. And I believe the wind is at my back, and that's my goal. I'm going to finish well. I'm not going to give in to some sort of crazy pleasure and just totally blow it. What a awful thing to happen. So, and I think as you get older, you get a little wiser, and I'm telling you what, about the time you think you got it figured out, you know, Satan's kind of coming at you with another temptation. So you just got to, you got to stay on your A game. You got to stay focused. Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. You stay focused and let's stay straight ahead. And then I think God honors that, and he'll give you the energy to survive success, which is probably maybe one of my greatest achievements, if I could mention one. So.
Well, that's so important. One more question. What can folks look forward to on July 1st at the Kennedy Center? Anything particular you'd like them to really watch for or anticipate?
Well, I think it's going to be majestic, Don. I mean, you know, there's something about an orchestra playing these songs, and you've got a 250-voice choir. I mean, it's kind of one of those nights that I believe has the potential to be unforgettable. I mean, I just continue to look at the song list, you know, what we've got planned on playing, and I'm just going, man, I just hope I can get through the night and not cry. You know, and I've been through it too. I love this country. I love the principles it was founded upon. You know, I cry every time I sing the Star Spangled Banner, you know. So there's just those moments, I think, during the night that I just think are going to be magical, and I think people are going to have an experience. And, I mean, my hope is that they'll never, ever forget it.
Amen to that. Good to talk with you. I hope we can do it again soon. We'll be praying the Lord keeps you strong and finish strong, as you just said, as all of us want to. But it's a good prayer for us to pray for you as well with all the challenges you have, my friend.
Well, thank you very much, and I pray the same for you as well. And thanks again for having me.
Michael W. Smith, live in concert at the Kennedy Center. Honoring Freedom is the theme that night, Monday, July 1st, 7 p.m. You can get tickets at Kennedy-Center.org. Kennedy-Center.org. This is one of those chances to hear one of the great artists, and as he said, he's going to be singing with a full orchestra behind him, the True North Symphony Orchestra and Chorus at the Kennedy Center. Again, July 1st, 7 p.m. Get your tickets at Kennedy-Center.org. And right now, folks, I have a pair of tickets waiting for somebody. I'm going to give them right now for the Michael W. Smith Live at the Kennedy Center concert we've just been talking about, Monday night, July 1st, 7 p.m. at the Kennedy Center Concert Hall here in Washington. And Julie, you pick the call number. She wants caller number. She loves that number. Caller number five. Caller number five at 888-293-9282. You'll be the winner of a pair of tickets to hear Michael W. Smith in concert. Now, if you'd like more information about the concert, you can visit the Kennedy Center website. But right now, if you want those tickets, be caller number five. Number to call again is 888-293-9282. 888-293-9282. Don't wait too long. The lines are starting to light up. Caller number five at 888-293-9282. One more time, 888-293-9282.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-500-5588. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-500-5588 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-500-5588 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-500-5588.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is the Voice of the Martyrs Radio. From the moment the Apostle Paul became a follower of Christ, he sought to take the gospel to the nations and spent his life in pursuit of that mission. Paul had a particular desire to visit Rome, the gateway to the rest of the known world. He eventually made it, but his visit was made in chains. Still, from prison, he was able to preach the gospel and even reach members of Caesar's household. According to tradition, Paul died outside the walls of Rome, beheaded because of his faith in Christ. Praise God for his example of courageous endurance until the very end.
I will not let my brothers and sisters suffer in silence, nor will I let them serve alone. Raise awareness for the Day of the Martyr on June 29th. Request resources at vomradio.net/Day of the Martyr.
Hi, I'm Chuck Teets of A Action Home Services. When you call our stand-up guys, you can expect they'll show up with our warehouse on wheels, introduce themselves with their unique qualifications, and of course, they'll be wearing shoe covers. But most importantly, before they do any work, they'll share options with you, including upfront pricing, so you decide what's best. So for stress-free electrical, plumbing, and heating service, call us today at 703-922-1900.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why? Or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts CLAIM to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting CLAIM to 88988. That's C-L-A-I-M to 88988.
Grace Christian Academy, located in Falls Church, offers an affordable, biblically-based K-4 through 8th grade education in a loving family environment. Our low faculty-to-student ratio lets us address the individual educational needs of each scholar. Our middle school program offers extracurricular activities, sports, and music. Before and after school care is offered, financial aid is available for those who qualify.
Meet the Grace family.
Call 703-534-5517.
Visit GraceChristianAcademy.org.
Last week, South Carolina's Governor McMaster signed a very historic document and hopes it will catch fire across all 50 states and U.S. territories. Joining us to tell us actually what it's all about and why it's so significant, Donna Rice Hughes. Donna is president and CEO of Enough is Enough, a national, nonpartisan, secular, nonprofit organization whose mission is to make the internet safer for children and their families. A couple of websites, enough.org, and her website is donnaricehughes.net. Donna, good to have you on the show again. Thanks for joining me.
Don, thank you so much for having me. Really appreciate it.
Take us to South Carolina and this really important decision the governor has made, and I imagine it's some political resistance, if not risk. Am I right?
Well, I don't believe there's any risk here. Governor McMaster, he's Republican, but he is a dearly beloved governor.
Good.
By everyone in South Carolina. He's also a former U.S. attorney and the former AG of the state. And the Children's Internet Safety Governor's Pledge is modeled after the Children's Internet Safety Presidential Pledge that Enough is Enough created a couple of years ago and that Donald Trump signed when he was a candidate and Hillary Clinton got behind. So this whole issue of protecting children from sexual exploitation in the digital world really is a unifying issue, and it's a bipartisan issue.
That's encouraging to hear for a change. It is indeed. But before we get into any specifics of this pledge, give us your, I'm sure, well-informed assessment of the scope of this problem. I'm afraid a lot of us as Americans don't realize how serious the problem is and how widespread and entrenched it is in our culture.
Well, absolutely. And, before I get into each tenet of the pledge, let's do talk about that. So the pledge actually covers child sex trafficking, sexual predation, child pornography, and kids' exposure to hardcore pornography, and what the government must do and needs to do. And the first piece of this is to aggressively enforce all the existing laws on the books. And as you know, we need to have our federal laws aggressively enforced, but we also need those state laws. So they go hand in hand. So just a few points here. Child sex trafficking, for instance, jumped 846% between 2010 and 2015. Since the advent of the internet, child pornography has become even more depraved and includes the sexual abuse of children as young as infants and toddlers. The U.S. is number two in the world in hosting child porn websites and is a top consumer of this and producer of this content. We're also, U.S., the number one producer and exporter of hardcore internet pornography because our federal obscenity laws have not been aggressively enforced. And this type of content, which is not even protected speech for adults, is what kids have been fed for over 20 years. We know that it fuels child sexual exploitation, sex trafficking, child pornography, and predation. It's highly addictive, and I can go on and on and on. But here's a stat that just came out very recently, that kids under the age of 10 years old represent 22% of the online porn use of minor consumers and represent 1 in 10 visitors to these hardcore video sites of minor consumers. And we know, too, that kids who are looking at this content, much of it is violent, much of it, and I would say probably about 80% from what our the peer-reviewed stats are showing us, is it depicts a woman or a young woman being violated in some way, and whether they're being beaten, tortured, choked, gagged, et cetera, et cetera. And we know, according to the CDC, that kids who look at this kind of content are 6 times more likely to report forcing sex on another person. So these are huge issues, and government can't parent. We know that, but parents cannot enforce the law. We've got to have the government really step this thing up and make this issue as significant and as important as it needs to be, and put it right there at the CEO level of each state and the CEO level of our nation with the president.
Well, before we go to that next point, I'm looking right now at a commentary for today by our good friend Albert Mohler on townhall.com. He says, perhaps you're familiar with the magazine Teen Vogue. The edition of the fashion magazine targeting 12 and 13-year-old girls. He says, now this doesn't seem possible, but it is. Teen Vogue has published an article advocating prostitution, advocating sex work for young teen girls. And the title speaks for itself for the piece, Why Sex Work is Real Work. There've got to be ways in which these corporations can be held to account also, doesn't there?
Well, Don, I'm so glad you brought that up. And we do work with putting the pressure, if need be, on these businesses and companies. In fact, Teen Vogue 2 years ago wrote a safe anal sex guide encouraging preteen and teen boys and girls to try anal sex. And it had diagrams and everything else. And we got all over that and got 50,000 petitions signed, went to Hearst Publications, which runs Teen Vogue. Now, as a result of that, the editor of Teen Vogue was fired, thank goodness, and they stopped printing the print version. But they have not stopped this ridiculous commentary and irresponsible content that they're putting up there and really forcing on our kids.
Well, let's talk about back to the governor himself, what he's calling for in his pledge, or promising, I should say, for South Carolinians. What is he saying? What does this pledge offer to the residents of South Carolina? But also the fact that he's going to be dispersing this out across the 50 states and U.S. territories.
Yes. Well, first of all, that he promises to make sure that the rule of law and the aggressive enforcement of the existing state laws dealing with all these issues that I just outlined, obscenity, state obscenity laws, child pornography, predation, and trafficking are aggressively enforced. And then also looking at new tools and resources and new rulemaking and new laws to deal with the gaps that might be there in the laws. And in fact, I was just meeting with some legislators when I was down there. And they're going to take a look now at revenge porn laws, which they don't have on the books. There are 13 states now that have passed a state resolution saying that pornography is a public health issue. Now, South Carolina is going to be looking at that. One of the key parts of this particular pledge, which also the presidential pledge has, is that they will look and examine the research behind the harmful impact of internet pornography and the interconnection of that content with sex trafficking, child pornography, and internet crimes against children. And so this is a really important point that we've been driving home for many, many years, Enough is Enough and other groups, is that we can't just cherry pick the laws we want to enforce at the federal or the state level, because when it comes to the sexual exploitation of children, they're all interconnected. And the very sad thing is that our federal obscenity laws have not been enforced. Really, they were only enforced for a short while under John Ashcroft. And we can expect to curb trafficking and child pornography and the sexual predation issues if we're not enforcing these hardcore pornography laws. Because, for instance, it's driving a lot of demand for trafficked victims, for instance. And it's all interconnected. A lot of the victims in this hardcore material are trafficked. And then this actually fuels the desire for people to act out on trafficked individuals or sexually exploit a child or a woman and violence against women and everything. So we've got to get all of this taken care of. And we can't just otherwise we're playing whack-a-mole with you know, we got to deal with the supply and the demand. I hope I'm making sense on that.
You are. Because, and in this last couple of moments, two things that people can do. One certainly is to partner with you and your organization. Tell listeners what your organization's about and how they can partner with you. But then what else can parents and educators and others do in terms of the culture itself and the problems in their own schools, their own state, and so forth?
Right. Yes, well, you can go to enough.org and sign up for our newsletter. We're keeping everyone up to date on all the things we're doing. We also do a lot of advocacy and petitions, so we'll let you know about what you can do there. If you have a relationship with your state attorney general or governor, let them know about this. I will also say that A.G. Wilson, who's the A.G. for South Carolina, has also signed and is leading the state attorney general pledge that we also worked with him on. So we're really hitting this thing on all cylinders. And we're 501c3, and we're 100% donor funded. And we need the financial support of listeners like those at WABA.
Is there anything that they can do in terms of their own states here in Virginia, Maryland, the district, to speak out on these issues with officials in these various states?
Yes. Let them know that there's a governor's pledge now and an AG's pledge. And you want, we want the Maryland leaders and governors and AGs in Virginia and D.C. to sign on to this because it's very, very important. It raises the awareness. And you ask, what can parents do? We always say, and you know I've been doing this, Don, for 25 years, parents are the first line of defense. Parents have got to recognize that their kids, even if they're good, smart, and well-behaved and Christian kids, they are not immune for these bad guys out there that are putting pornography in front of them, that are grooming them, that are playing Fortnite with them and everything else. We've got a ton of information at internetsafety101.org to equip and educate parents so that they can make sure that the kids in their family are safe.
Two websites, enough.org, and what's the second one you just gave?
internetsafety101.org.
Excellent.
And they're interrelated, so you can, if you go to one, you can connect to the other.
Good to talk with you. Let's follow up on it. Thank you.
Thanks, Don.
Again, Donna Rice Hughes, founder and president, CEO of Enough is Enough. And the website is just that, enoughisenough.org, and that'll take you to other sources as well.
This is the Entertainment Answer. Now, unlike me, my wife only picks a small handful of movies each year to see in the theater. The new musical comedy, Yesterday, has been on top of her list. It's about a struggling musician who realizes he's the only person on Earth who can remember the Beatles after waking up in an alternate timeline where they never existed. This is one for the music lover, inspiring musician, and dreamer in all of us, and a great option for a date night out. Again, Yesterday, rated PG-13. For this Entertainment Answer, I'm Matt Mungle.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why? Or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts CLAIM to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting CLAIM to 88988. That's CLAIM to 88988.
Celebration Concert Tours presents Sandy Patty live at Kennedy Center. Supported by a 250-voice choir and orchestra from Bellevue Baptist Church, Sandy will pay tribute to our veterans as we celebrate the greatest country on earth. It all happens Wednesday night, July 3rd at 8 p.m. at the world-famous Kennedy Center. You'll hear Sandy singing her hits as well as extraordinary patriotic music as we celebrate America. Here's the good news. Tickets are free. To reserve your free ticket, go to cctfreetix.com. Once again, that's cctfreetix.com. Tickets are free, and gold-level VIP seating is available at $25 per seat. Go to cctfreetix.com. That's cctfreetix.com. See you there.
To stay connected and receive exclusive offers from WAVA, join our fan club sponsored by Museum of the Bible. Experience the impact of the world's most published book. Sign up for the fan club today at WAVA.com.
Don Crow Show here on WAVA. WAVA's half-price school tuition program in full swing right now. And by the way, if you don't hear the school that you're interested in right now, go to our website, WAVA.com, enter the word school, and it will take you to all of the schools currently being offered. But these are some that we're focusing on today, and their information is on our website as well. Again, very limited restrictions, not many, but it needs to be a first-time student only and one that's not already involved in the application process at a school. And, of course, one half-price tuition per family for obvious reasons. The supply is limited, so keep that in mind as well. Having said that, delighted to welcome Joe Thoburn, President and CEO of Fairfax Christian School in Dulles, Virginia. Joe, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Take us to Dulles and take us to Fairfax Christian School. What's the history of the school? How long has it been in operation? And what are the grades you offer so far?
We are a K-12 university prep school, and we actually started in Fairfax back in 1961. We left the Fairfax City campus and moved out on Pope's Head Road for about 20 years. And then we moved to a campus in Vienna where we were for 25 years. And we just moved to a brand new state-of-the-art campus right by Dulles International Airport. It's about 20 minutes from Tyson's, 20 minutes from Leesburg, very easy to get to near the intersection of Route 28 and Old Ox Road.
That has got to be pretty exciting for the students and the staff to move into new facilities like that, huh?
It is, and they're you know, regulation-sized soccer field, basketball court, or indoor gym. You know, it's sort of our dream campus. It's, you know, everything the best prep schools have, we have at Fairfax Christian School.
That's outstanding. Talk about some of the strengths of the school. You've already alluded to them, I suspect. Very strong academics and also state-of-the-art in terms of facilities, but also what about fine arts and you've alluded to sports and so forth. Kind of give us a full picture of what the school offers, if you would.
Well, we feel it's the mission of our school to create scholars. So academics comes first. We are a school, and we're a university prep school. 100% of our graduates are going to four-year universities. And you know, that is the first thing. But beyond that, we have all of the extracurricular activities. We have a performance hall. We have a fife and drum corps. We have our music ensemble. We have strings. We have a middle school band. We have the theater and art and drama. We have a studio art program that goes all the way through the AP studio art. So we have all of the academic students need, as well as all of the extras that parents like to have as well.
Now, you would know it, I'm sure, very well, and the school has been in operation now a number of years. It seems to me one of the great challenges for parents and for the students, for that matter, is matriculating into today's university experience here in the United States, more challenging perhaps than it's ever been in the past in terms not necessarily of academics maybe so much as spiritual content, spiritual stability. How do you prepare students in that regard?
Well, everything in our school, starting with the pre-K kids all the way through high school, is taught from a Christian worldview. And worldview matters most. So, you know, whether it's mathematics or science or English or history, we keep a strong Christian worldview in all of our curriculum. So the students have that foundation all the way through their academics. We also require Bible as one of our classes that students take every day at the high school level. It's Old Testament studies and New Testament studies. We even do a dual enrollment class with Northern Virginia Community College for university credit, where students in their senior year can actually, you know, walk away with it with credit for taking their Bible class.
Now, what are some of the most satisfying reports you've gotten back through the years, either from the students themselves as they've gone on to other higher education or I should say, the families who also have invested their time and money through the years to put the student in your school? What kind of feedback brings the smile to your face, I would say, most often?
Well, success and for our students. Our alumni have gone on to own businesses, get elected to Congress. They've been, you know, executives at the top IT companies in the U.S. and abroad. We are an international school, and about a third of our students actually come to us from overseas. You know, we have students that own energy companies in China now. They own real estate in Ho Chi Minh City. I mean, it's not your average Christian school in a lot of ways. We're very global in our student body, and just success after success over, you know, 58 years.
We're talking with Joe Thoburn, president and CEO of Fairfax Christian School. Their website is fairfax-christian-school.com. fairfax-christian-school.com. They're in Dulles, Virginia. How long have you been with the school, and what's the most rewarding thing or things been for you?
I've been with the school since 2001. I started out as director and head of school and took over as president and CEO after a few years. Seeing a smile on a child's face when they learn is always the most exciting thing, whether they're 5 or 15 or, you know, and getting those phone calls from your alumni when they've, you know, just finished their PhD. You know, that's exciting. And when they say, and we credit you, Mrs. Thoburn, that makes it all worthwhile.
How about the staff itself? What can you tell us about the staff? Any strengths that they really have to offer that maybe even are a bit unusual for a school?
Well, we do the full dual enrollment program with Northern Virginia Community College. So many of our high school teachers are full, you know, they're professors and they work at that level. We are an academic school and we focus on the academics, and we hire professors and teachers who love what they teach. I mean, I hire based on passion. Sometimes people have different passions. I have a high school teacher that, you know, loves economics and used to be in the Bush administration and went back to school and did the praxis in physics. So he teaches physics and government and economics and, you know, does what he loves and is great at it. And that's, you know, whether it's with our students and our counseling for them, we're always want our students and my faculty to follow their passions and, you know, help them explore what that is and do what they're great at.
Do you have any upcoming open houses, Joe, or any events that folks can come and visit the school? And if you do, or if not, can they arrange a visit on their own?
Parents can call and arrange and visit anytime, but we do have our next admissions information session is this Saturday, April 27th at 10 a.m., and that is there on our Dulles campus.
And information, I would assume, best way to get it is at the website. Is that right?
Correct.
Good to talk with you, and you have a rich history that we want our folks to know about. Thank you for sharing the story with us.
Well, thank you, sir. Thanks for having me on.
Joe Thoburn, President, CEO of Fairfax Christian School in Dulles, Virginia. And the website's the best way to get more information, arrange a visit or whatever. It is fairfax-christian-school.com. Again, Fairfax and then -christian-school.com. Stay with us. We have still more to share with you right here on this edition of the show.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Stocks finished the Friday session with modest gains, the Dow Industrials rising 73 points. For the month, the Blue Chip Index was up 7%, marking the Dow's best June performance in more than 80 years. The NASDAQ Composite gained 38 points today, while the S&P 500 added 16. Wall Street gave a warm welcome to secondhand luxury retailer The RealReal, a primarily online marketplace for authenticated luxury goods from Gucci, Cartier, and others. The RealReal's IPO was priced at $20, and the shares finished their first day of trading at about $29, representing a premium of nearly 45%. That values the company at nearly $2.5 billion. Despite some headwinds from trade disputes and other issues, U.S. consumers boosted their spending at a solid pace in May. The Commerce Department says spending jumped 0.4% last month, while the April number was revised sharply higher to a 0.6% increase. Helping to fuel spending was a strong income growth, pre-tax earnings up 0.5% in May. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away.
So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit IdentifyEPI.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group and timeshare cancellation advocate. I was sued by the largest timeshare company in federal court for simply helping people cancel their timeshare that they had been lied to about. The jury sized me up and came back with a verdict after only 20 minutes. And yes, I won.
My husband and I are more than grateful to everyone at Wesley Financial Group. You know, thanks to Chuck and his team, we feel as though a weight has been lifted and we can move on without the worry of a troublesome timeshare.
Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, it's my mission to get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Want to learn more about getting rid of your troublesome timeshare? Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation. Call 800-653-1188. That's 800-653-1188. 800-653-1188.
Hi, this is Chris Craddock with the REDUX Group of Keller Williams. And last year we sold 230 homes in Virginia, Maryland, and D.C. But as a dad of six and fellow WAVA listener, I understand it's important to decrease risk. So I personally guarantee that if we can't sell your home in 58 days, I will buy it. We'd be honored to serve your family. So please call 703-429-9778. Again, 703-429-9778 or visit chriscraddock.com.
Hi, I'm Chuck, founder of A-Action Home Services. We're family-owned and operated since 1976. We specialize in plumbing, electrical, and heating. When I started A-Action, my goal was to build a business with lifelong customers. How did I do this? By respecting our customers' time and great customer service. So call us today, and you too can say, problem solved. 703-922-1900. AActionHomeServices.com.
Hey, we have some great news for those of you who want to get a child in school at half price. It's our wonderful WAVA half price tuition program. We've now done it for about 7 years, I think, and it's only possible because the schools also say, hey, we would love to be able to help a parent, grandparent, or whoever get that little boy or girl or that young person, that teenager, in a good school. And this is a win-win situation all the way around. It really is. Right now, we're going to talk with Sean Elgott, founder of Veritas Collegiate Academy in Fairfax, Virginia. Sean, thanks for joining me. Welcome.
Yes, thank you, Don. I really appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Well, it's a privilege. Take us to Veritas Collegiate Academy. I love the name. Tell us what it's all about and what grades you cover and a little bit of its history.
Yeah, absolutely, Don. Veritas is a K-12 classical Christian school. We are devoted to what we call the philosophy of the trivium, which is a unique method of teaching students in grades K-12, focusing on what we call the three stages of learning, which the first stage is the grammar stage. So when we were younger, sometimes elementary school was called grammar school. And that's our K-6 program. We teach the who, the what, the where, the when. We teach all of world history chronologically. We teach all the grammar rules. We teach Latin, which is very important to us as a school, especially as a classical school. Latin is the key to the English language. So students who learn Latin are holistically better readers as they get older, and they can pick up more complex reading material. We also teach literature and history integrated. So each grade teaches a different era of world history, starting with the ancient world, ancient Israel, ancient Egypt, ancient Sumeria. And then the literature that they'll cover in the class will mirror the history that they're teaching. And then when we get to the middle school age, we have what we call the logic school, which is our 7th and 8th grade. And we group that with our rhetoric school, 9th through 12th. And we're teaching logic. We're teaching students to think. We're teaching them to be not just learners, but critical thinkers. It's very important that as a school, we focus on leadership. And to be leaders, you need to be able to think. I think we can look into Washington, D.C. and see we have a lot of leaders there. Not a lot of thinking going on. So what we're doing is we're teaching our students to be critical thinkers, to question. Because if they don't learn how to question things now when they get older and they move out and they're in college, they're going to be easily swayed. So what we want to do is make sure that our students are well-grounded in their beliefs and they know why they believe in what they believe, which is one of the foundations of a classical education. Now, my wife and I started the program back in 2004 in Chesapeake. We were looking for an excellent program for our own children. We were homeschooling, and we got to a point with our oldest that we really felt like he needed more than what mom can give him at home. And we checked out a bunch of area schools and wonderful Christian schools in southeastern Virginia. But the philosophies were very similar. And we really felt like, to be honest with you, some of the public schools were doing a better job with the curriculum they were teaching, although we didn't agree with what they were teaching per se. But they were doing a good job with the math and the science, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And so we were looking for a method of education that we felt would really fit our family. And somebody told me about this idea of classical education. They were doing a seminar in Lancaster, Veritas Press, which is the publishing company, and visited that, came back and said, wow, it's the first time I actually heard a philosophy, not just somebody trying to sell curriculum. And it was this philosophy of classical education. Now, once our children got a little bit older and grew up in it, we saw the fruit. So we have five children, and four of the five have already graduated. We have one senior this year who's graduating. And so we see the fruit in our own children, which is pretty amazing. And we just stuck our neck out, and we decided to start our school. And lo and behold, 15 years later, we're an international global brand. We have schools, of course, our Hallmark School in southeastern Virginia in the city of Chesapeake. We have a school that we started last year up in the Fairfax area. And we have two in China, one in Beijing. We started 5 years ago, and then we started one last year in Shanghai. And this coming up fall, we are opening our first European campus in the city of Budapest, Hungary.
Outstanding. So, outstanding. That that is some cross-pollinization going on culturally, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, we're in a global society now. Yeah. You know, we're not like we used to be 20, 30 years ago. And we really feel like if we're going to prepare our young men and our young women for the world, and really for the gospel's sake. I mean, the Great Commission was take the gospel to the end of the earth. Well, what better way than through education? And what better way than have the students come here? So our overseas schools go through 11th grade. The senior year, they come to our American campuses. So even in China, where we have to be very careful, obviously, with how we teach, when they come here for their senior year, then we take them to church. We share the Bible with them in a greater way, although we do share it in a cursory way. We have to be very wise. Mm-hmm. Wise is, you know, when we're in China, just to be very careful. But all of our teachers are Christians, and they're all Americans. And so we're laying the groundwork over there. And then when they come here, they live with host families, and we have an excellent opportunity of really bringing the gospel to life in their lives.
That's outstanding. Do you have any open houses or any events upcoming in the near future that folks could visit?
Yeah, that's a great question. Okay, so what we have is a rolling every Tuesday, 10 a.m., we have what we call breakfast with the headmaster. So we serve breakfast. So we ask families to please come hungry, bring your children. They'll welcome the shadow. And we have informational meetings, and then we have school tours going on at the same time. If that doesn't work, we can have parents please call us, and we will arrange a private tour of the school. And we're really excited that next year, right now we're at 8800 Arlington Boulevard in Fairfax, that next year our upper school will be relocating to Word of Life International Church in Springfield, and it's going to afford us a lot more space for our upper school students, as well as a gymnasium, a theater, outdoor space, athletic field, et cetera. So we're very, very excited about that.
Quick final question on just that point, extracurricular activities, sports, the fine arts, things of that sort.
Absolutely, yeah. So we realize that it's very important that our students have the ability to participate in varsity-level sports. So we offer swimming, which is a winter sport. Actually, I'll start with the fall. Fall, we have cross country, and we'll be offering girls volleyball. In the winter, we'll have basketball, boys and girls basketball, which we're very excited about. We have an excellent top-notch basketball program in southeastern Virginia. So we're excited that we have Warren Mills as our basketball coach, and he's going to be really bringing our program up to a very, very high level here in the Fairfax region. And then we will also have swimming in the winter, and then in the spring we're going to have tennis. So we'll have various sports being offered. As well as we have theater, musical theater is very important to what we do as a school. Drama is very important. We have debate club. And so not only do we have classes during the day, we also have many after-school clubs that our students are involved in.
I'm sure we could talk a lot longer, Sean, right now, but it's been very helpful to get a good idea of what you offer, and we'll continue to share it with folks. Thanks for spending these few minutes with me.
Don, thank you so much. I really appreciate the time.
Sean Elgott, founder of Veritas Collegiate Academy in Fairfax, 8800 Arlington Boulevard, as you heard him say. And if you want to check them out in terms of the open house and other events, VeritasAcademyDC.com. VeritasAcademyDC.com. And once again, as we go to this next break, let me remind you of what it's all about. WAVA's half-price Christian school scholarship program, offering the first full year of tuition at half price. Now, these special WAVA scholarships are for new students only that are not already enrolled in a Christian school and are not already involved in the enrollment process at a school. Now, all the details are available at our website, WAVA.com, use the keyword school. And I want to remind you, we're adding new schools to the program all the time, so you want to check back from time to time to see what new schools may have been added. And the other thing I just mentioned is that the supply of these half-price tuitions is limited. So if you're interested, you do need to move fast. Just go to WAVA.com, enter the keyword school. And if you have any questions that you'd like to talk with someone more about, call Nick Brino, our sales manager, at 703-807-2225. Again, that's Nick Brino at 703-807-2225. And if he doesn't happen to be right at his desk, leave a message. He'll get back to you right away, I'm sure.
Film and video editor at WKTV Incorporated, Fairfax, Virginia. Edit moving images on film, video, or other media. Editor synchronized soundtracks with images. BA degree in film studies and or broadcasting or foreign equivalents. Send resume, pro@WKTVUSA.com. Edit moving images on film, video, or other media. Editor synchronized soundtracks with images. BA degree in film studies and or broadcasting or foreign equivalents. Send resume, pro@WKTVUSA.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-694-7394. 800-694-7394. That's 800-694-7394.
WAVA. Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices, as low as $220 per eye with an absolutely free consultation. Text START to 350-350.
The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use advanced FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK for as low as $220 per eye. Text START to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's START to 350-350.
I'd love to hear more. Do you have a card?
This is it. This is when you can either let something happen or make it happen with your professional custom card from Vistaprint. Right now, you can get 500 business cards personalized the way you want them, starting at just $9.99. You pick the look, the style, and the statement you want to make in the moment. Now's the time to make something happen for your business. So own the now with 500 custom business cards starting at $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Just use promo code 3232. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 3232.
Drain cleaning, garbage disposals, water heaters, all plumbing repairs. That's aactionhomeservices.com, 703-922-1900.
Listen to Pathway to Victory with Robert Jeffress, weeknights at 7 here on 105.1 FM WAVA.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM WAVA-FM and HD1 Arlington. Life changing.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.